Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about the fact that Anthropic, one of the leading ChatGPT competitors, has just raised another $150 million. We're going to be diving into why this is important and where I see this going. So the headline here is that essentially Anthropic has raised around $100 million from South Korean telco, which is SK Telecom, and the artificial intelligence startup essentially has received this. And they announced this just on Sunday. So the funding comes, this is just 3 months after Anthropic raised a massive $450 million Series C, which was led by Spark Capital. And SKT initially participated in that financing through its VC arm, SK Telecom Venture Capital. But last month, a German software firm, SAP, also joined Anthropic's cap table and invested in them. So this is kind of interesting because Anthropic, while it is one of the most highly funded AI startups, appears to just continue to gobble up money, right? Just last month, SAP invested. Now we're having this new $100 million. Say, it wasn't that long ago, they did $450. And I think this is really interesting as, you know, the founders have said, you know, it's going to take $1 billion to really train and create what they're really after, or maybe tens of billions. So it's going to be very interesting. With this fresh cash infusion, SKT is jumping into this whole red hot generative AI space, and the telco says it will work with Anthropic to customize a multilingual large language model for global telecoms. This is very, very interesting. They obviously see a powerful use case that they would be able to unlock that perhaps others won't. And that, I believe, is why they're jumping into this. And similarly, you know, when we see companies like SAP pile on, I believe, you know, SAP sees use cases for Anthropic that they just won't be able to get. And the thing about this is, you know, while a lot of people might say, hey, but what about OpenAI? They're the market leader here. OpenAI is kind of off the table, to be honest, right? They've taken $10 billion from Microsoft, and Microsoft owns half the company, aka has full control. So Microsoft's not going to allow anyone to invest in OpenAI. That company is off the table. It's essentially bought and sold. It's done. No one else is putting money into OpenAI. And Microsoft is going to ensure that it is, you know, the premier leading ChatGPT AI company. Now, that leaves a lot of other companies with a lot of cash around the world looking at their options, and Anthropic looks like a very promising option for a lot of these companies to put money into, because this is one that has been going for quite a long time. A lot of people don't know Anthropic was famously funded by FTX, who led one of their rounds, Sam Bankman-Fried, who's now going to prison for fraud in his crypto company, in his crypto exchange. And so this is very, very interesting. So Anthropic co-founder and chief science officer Jared Kaplan is going to spearhead the development. Eskin says, I think essentially the CEO of Anthropic, which is Dario Armudi, he said, SKT has incredible ambitions to use AI to transform the telco industry. We're excited to combine our AI expertise with SKT's industry knowledge. So I think the jointly ventured LLM will support English, Korean, German, Japanese, Arabic, and Spanish, and it's going to enable SKT and three other telcos in the Global Telco AI Alliance, that's Dutch Telecom, and Sigtel, to essentially offer localized AI products. So founded back in 2021, Anthropic is building their assistant, if you don't know, it's called Claude, and essentially it is a ChatGPT rival. And Claude aims to really help corporations automate workflows, code, process text, and more with natural language processing. And to be honest, I use Claude all the time. I'm a big fan of ChatGPT. That's probably my my staple. It was kind of the first one I got on. But you can use Claude, anyone can use Claude for free if they go to po.com. And there's a couple different options. There is Claude Instant, and then they just released Claude 2, which has a whole bunch of new features and is more similar to GPT-4, in my opinion. And the thing that I absolutely love about Claude that you're not going to see with ChatGPT is ChatGPT, if you put in too much content, it will say like, hey, you know, that message is too big, try shortening it. Claude does not have that issue. And so when I'm creating, you know, when I'm writing articles or doing other things, I can essentially go and like, for example, for a podcast like this, sometimes I get, I'll put like in Claude, I'll put like 10 different articles written about a specific company and say, hey, give me some bullet point takeaways that you think are extra relevant and interesting today in light of like a news story I'm going to talk about. And it's going to be able to go through all 10 of those articles and give me takeaways. That's something ChatGPT just can't do. And so, or at least in one shot anyway. So I think this is a really powerful use case, and Claude is a great little tool that Anthropic is building. Just recent news was the fact that Anthropic and Claude have just released, you know, this new Claude 2, or I guess Claude Instant 1.2, which is an updated version and incorporates a lot of the strengths of its next gen Claude 2 into Claude Instant, which is just a lot faster. So they're definitely making a lot of moves as far as development. So use cases for telecoms, I think, could include customer service, marketing, sales, and also customer applications. That's according to SKT. And the Korean giant, I think, really aims to blend its own language model with Anthropic's capabilities to gain a bit of an edge here. So this is what they actually said. They said, combining our Korean language-based LLM with Anthropic's strong AI capabilities, we expect to create synergies and gain leadership in AI in the AI ecosystem with our global telco partners. And that was actually SKT's CEO, who is Ryan Yong-sang. And so I think, you know, this really goes straight to the top of their company, to the very top, to their CEO. This is something they're very interested and very focused on. I think the strategic investment really represents Anthropic's continued momentum and also just rising interest in generative AI across a lot of different industries as one of OpenAI's original backers. And I think that SKT is really betting big that custom LLMs will be a key competitive advantage into the future. So I think this is very interesting. And I think this is interesting in light of the fact that actually Claude is making, or Anthropic is making some really big moves with Claude. And so I think this is definitely a company we're going to want to continue following in the future and seeing how they evolve with so many different companies investing heavily inside of them. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.